It's now time for us to enter into a time of prayer and meditation. So I invite you to sit back and relax in your seats. Make yourself comfortable. Put aside anything you may be holding so there are no distractions. And as we think of prayer, sometimes we think in traditional religious sense of bowing our heads before an all-powerful God. But in addition, sometimes in other traditions, we think about looking up rather than bowing our head. We look up to the sky, to the sun. And in native traditions, looking down would be looking down to Mother Earth. And looking up would be looking up to Father Sky. And yet it doesn't matter which way we look, because you may look to the right, and on your right side you may see members of your family in a lovely setting where there is peace and harmony. Or you may look to your left and there see co-workers and friends that you enjoy being with, that raise your joy. And you may look behind you and see a neighbor who is suffering from a loss of a loved one, and they are in pain. And so I invite you, as you close your eyes, to look within now, because no matter where you look, you will see divine spirit, divine being. That divine being is within us and within all that we see, all that we touch, all that we hear, the people around us, our beloved pets and animals, the food that nourishes us, the music that dances in our ears and lifts our hearts. And so from looking within, we come to the present moment. And in the present moment, we feel the presence of divine being. And as we do that, I'll share with you my own way of meditating that I've developed that involves my own mantra. And in it, in order to focus my attention and to avoid the ongoing chatter of what we have sometimes called the monkey mind, that egoic mind, which is always focused on the past and on regrets and resentments, angers we still carry within us, and also sometimes on the far distant future, because we look for it to relieve our pain, our suffering, and to bring us accomplishment that will take us away from where we are in the now moment. And yet it is in the now moment that we are able to act, to know the presence of the divine, and to know who we are. And so I invite us to be inside in that moment, focused on the divine presence that infuses every aspect of our being. And today we are thinking of releasing the old, the unnecessary, the coping mechanisms that no longer serve us, that no longer lead us to our highest and best. And we know that we are whole and worthy without those coping mechanisms, without those fears, without those masks that we wore. And so we want to release that. But we are thankful that it is who we are today that is due to those things. And we are thankful for who we have become. Because we are closer to Spirit, closer to our divine essence now than we have ever been. And so we know that life has been a journey to this moment, and everything that brought us here is something for which we have gratitude. So I invite you to take a moment in this silence to think of what you wish to release. And I invite you as you do so to invite into this present moment in your heart the light of the divine, the love of the divine, the peace, joy, and playful spirit of the divine. Knowing that the health and wealth of the divine infuses every fiber of your being at this moment and forever. And that light shines forth through us to serve all those around us. And as we let that light shine and we nourish it, and watch it grow, the darkness recedes. The darkness that holds our fear, our anger, our sadness. And as that light shines, we release all the blocks in our spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. And so we are cleansed. And in our vibration, our frequency, we rise higher and higher to that heart chakra and beyond, to that energy center where love flows through us and from us into all around us. And we are messengers of the divine, carrying that light and that love. So take a moment of silence now and think on those things, the light you are shining forth, and that which you will release in this ceremony today. And as you continue to breathe slowly and easily, infusing every fiber of your being with that light, love, peace, joy, play, health, and wealth that is the divine being. Also now, from your heart and that heart energy center, send your love to those who have put their prayers in this prayer box. And even if they only have sent them here through the ether, focus your love on those people, on those souls who are seeking light and love, and know that divine spirit is with them and carrying them higher and higher in their vibrational frequency. To that place when they are always in touch, moment by now moment, with the divine. And so I invite you also to speak aloud now the name or names of anyone in your heart who you believe needs also to feel that love in their heart center and know that they are one with the divine. And so I speak softly the names. And so it is. And so I want you to know that as you send your love forth to those individuals, knowing that they are all part of one great being, that you also are praying for yourself. For we cannot hold others in our hearts without also holding us at that frequency, at that level of love and light. And so it is, and so it shall always be, as we, in gratitude, listen to the voice of Spirit, of divine being in us, and feel its presence in this present moment. Amen.
I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all. So grateful, I am so grateful.